some don't know what they had till it's gone. Now, even when you're gone, you can still be reborn. And from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now, some might listen and some might shine. And some may think that they've reached perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become. Cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
Presence in the National Assembly. Pascal Paradis got 44.06% of the vote, with 11,307 votes to win the seat. In second place, Marie-Annick Chouary with the CAQ had 21.33% of the vote, with 5,474 votes. Québec solidaire had 17.50% of the vote, with 4,491 votes for the third place spot. And the Québec Liberal Party had 8.85% of the vote, with 2,270 votes, to be fourth place in what used to be a Liberal stronghold. Paradis is the first PQ candidate to clinch the riding. Now, the party has its fourth member in the National Assembly. India has informed Canada that it must withdraw 41 diplomats in the country by October 10th, as reported in the Financial Times. When asked if his government would retaliate by requesting India to remove diplomats based in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau insisted that his government would strive to continue working with New Delhi. In recent weeks, ties between the two nations have become strained since Trudeau announced credible allegations of Indian involvement in the June murder of Sikh separatist leader and Canadian citizen Hardeep Singh Nijjar, whom India had labeled a terrorist. The murder happened in British Columbia. Trudeau said, with the ongoing dispute, "It is important for us to have diplomats on the ground working with the Indian government there to support Canadians and Canadian families." The Prime Minister stated that his government would continue trying to engage responsibly and constructively with India to resolve the issue. In international news, the United Nations Security Council approved a foreign security mission to Haiti, responding to the country's request for assistance in combating violent gangs that have largely taken control of its capital, Port-au-Prince, over the past year. The 15-member council passed a resolution, which had been drafted by the United States and Ecuador. The delay in responding to Haiti's request for help occurred because there was a struggle to find a country willing to lead a security assistance mission. In July, Kenya stepped forward with a pledge of 1,000 police. Some locals are skeptical about the mission because of a sexual abuse scandal and deadly cholera outbreak that resulted from the last intervention in Haiti, which lasted 13 years and ended in 2017. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome im Kabarett, oh Kabarett, to Kabarett.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Konferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Kabarett, oh Kabarett, zu Kabarett.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. the cabaret girls.
Heidi, Christina, Mousy, Helga.
Hello and welcome to the Comfy Cabaret here on CGLO 1690. We are going to have a guest today. We're going to have Ellen Mellum in the studio. She'll be here in just a moment. It is going to be such a fun interview. We're going to play some of her tunes, and we're going to play also some songs that inspire those tunes as well. And we're going to talk about like the writing process, recording process, and what the kind of goals are for the future. Let's start with Butterfly Effect from Ellen Mellum, just to get you into the mood. Here it is, Butterfly Effect by Ellen Mellum.
Sometimes I imagine how and why a single butterfly had to flap its wings for us to be where we are. Sometimes I imagine how and why in between highs and buys, seeking for different things, we ended up where we are. Overthinker, learning to let go of constantly and almost effortlessly working to interrupt my happiness with worries. City, give me chills. You break the the silence real slow. Play my favorite songs on your radio. Isn't it poetic how we make the scene? Honestly, kind of feels like a daydream. Little gestures, little plays our hands make. We laugh, I talk, we smile, you smoke, you touch my hair. So much love, so much care. For so long I lived to fantasize, to make up stories in my mind. I know I'm simply scared you'll let me go, but for now I just want you to know. Wish we could stay here every night, just us and the city lights. Little gestures, little plays our hands make. We laugh, I talk, we smile, you smoke, you kiss me rare. I wouldn't wanna be elsewhere. It's beautiful and sweet and new. Now my mouth tastes like cigarettes, 'cause at least there's a bit of you.
Hello, you are listening to CGLO 1690 AM, and we have here Elam Melam to talk about music and all of her music stuff. So introduce yourself.
Hi, this is my first time doing anything like this, so I'm very excited. My name is Ellen. I'm a Brazilian artist. I moved to Montreal a couple of years ago. My background is completely rooted in theater, musical theater, and I've had so many friends that I was working with that started to step a little bit more into songwriting, and I was always like, oh, that couldn't be me. And I kind of challenged myself into, let's try. If it's horrible, I just won't do anything about it, but let's give it a shot. And turns out I really liked the result, and this year I launched my EP.
Yeah, fun. I feel like I come from musical theater as well, kind of. I went to theater school for 2 years. And I feel like it makes you more creative in your songwriting for sure. And like, I feel like I always hear like stories in the songs going through when I like am with or I listen to songs from musical theater artists rather than like other ones. Yeah.
It definitely makes you step out of the box, right? You know so much. I feel also musical theater focused so much on the singing process and really being very careful with it, every single syllable being perfect. So it was something that I was thinking a lot about when I was writing my songs, and also about how to be more creative and not just follow the very structured type of like verse, chorus. Mm-hmm. Structure that everyone does in pop, and how could I break from that and do something a little bit different. So it was very exciting to think of different things that I could try, and I agree. I definitely think that musical theater, because it has such a different background, right? You do dance, you do singing, you act, you're definitely more, I mean, not definitely, but you're, I would say most people that come from that background turned out to be more prepared.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of creativity in all those like art forms, so it, like, absolutely. I don't know, it's less one-dimensional. So we just listened to City Lights, and before that we listened to Butterfly Effect. Tell us about how those songs came about.
Yeah, so this whole EP was very, I feel like it had a very clear start and ending process for me. I started, the first song I wrote was City Lights, and I'd say most of it was about this one person that was really big in my life for a really long time. And I was also just drawing inspiration from moving across the country and looking at the stories and the people that I was meeting and observing all these things that people start telling you about their past relationships and what they're living now. Because I feel when you have the same amount of friends from, let's say, high school that were in middle school with you, that were in kindergarten, mm-hmm. you know everything. You don't really stop to think about all the little pieces that build the puzzle. And when you have these new people coming into your life and they're telling you, okay, so in 2004 this happened, I just started thinking of the bigger picture of things. So that's how Butterfly Effect came to be. It was more me thinking, wow, like, what if I didn't even choose to be at Concordia? What if I didn't choose to move? What if I just stayed in my little place there? I wouldn't never have met these people and writing, and I would never be writing these things. So that's how that one came to be. It was very this big thing. And City Lights, it's actually, it's kind of funny. It was supposed to be a really sad song and horrible with some things that happened with someone that didn't really work out, but I was very optimistic about it. So in my mind, I was going into this date kind of thing, like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing and we're going to get married. And it was horrible. And I wrote this horrible, really sad song, and I showed a couple of my friends and my mom, and they were all like, why don't you change the ending? Like, make him more happy. And I was like, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Yeah, I don't want to do something happy.
I got that from my family a lot. Yeah.
And one of my friends suggested the ending line, and I just kind of like tweaked a little bit, but that was the end of it. So for me, writing that song, it was the one that I started and finished first, and I was just like, okay, I think I can actually do this. And that song, I think that story is very interesting. I was just really into someone, and it, in my mind, it was perfect. Like, there was no way that would ever go wrong, and it did. But before I knew that, I just felt so dreamy, because in my mind I was like, oh yeah, like, this is the perfect story for me to tell, like, my niece when she's 25 years old. She's like 6 now, by the way. But it was just this very dreamy space that I was in, and I really wanted to express, how did that feeling come across? Like, how does it feel to be so light and everything just looks great? And I remember, like, looking at the skylight. We were like on this rooftop thing, and I was just like, oh my God, this city looks so beautiful because I'm with you. Yeah. And everything looks amazing. So that was kind of it.
Okay, cool. We are going to do a couple of ads, and then we'll be right back with more chatting and more songs. You're listening to CGLO at 1690.
Comic Haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
If you are looking for a good start to your nightlife, be sure to check out Amplitude on Friday nights at 8 p.m., hosted by me, GRM. Anyone from a new listener to the avid raver will find a great selection of electronic music varied weekly. Anything from IDM to trance and techno. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Okay, so let's chat about the next few songs that we're going to be listening to. We are going to be listening to Maybe and You. Tell us about these songs briefly.
Yeah, so wrote these songs in connection. I actually wrote them together, and then I was like, that's too big. I'm gonna yeah. rearrange this and make it two separate ones. So the original idea first actually was that I felt like I was too focused on this one person while I was writing. And I think I wrote like a billion songs, and like I have five that made the cut, but I had so many, and I felt like I was just rewriting things over and over again. And one day I stopped and I was like, okay, I'm going to make a list of my friends and my parents and people in my family or celebrities, people there that I adore, and I'm just going to write about them. I'm going to start writing about things they like. You know, I have a friend who has the most gorgeous hair. I'm going to talk about that. I have a friend who dresses really well. I'm going to talk about that. And I started writing about these different people in my life. And I knew I wanted to name it you because I wanted to make this like, okay, but this is everyone. And they all inspire me to be me. That was like the original idea. But every time it was like, okay, I'm going to talk about my friend with the pretty hair. Oh my God, but they have such a pretty hair too. And I kept going back to this one person. And eventually I gave in. I was like, okay, so if I'm going to talk about them, let me dedicate this to them. How can I truly do this? So I stopped to write about that. And I, at the time, I was also very obsessed with a few songs that worked in that way that's very like broken. And they name one thing, another, and it just doesn't seem necessarily like there is a connection, but I loved that. And I started thinking about what were these moments that I could just highlight in between our lives. And I did that for a little bit for maybe and a little bit for you. And so that was the original idea. And that's how I end the EP. I knew very early on how I wanted to end, which says... it's about you, every song I want to write, which is true. And maybe came from that, which was this very idealistic view that I had on this person. I'm like, yeah, but everything's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then not being, and me thinking like, okay, but maybe, like if we, like if you just want to try, like maybe it will work out. Like you just, you know? So it was me, I think, trying to convince myself and them to some extent that, just a little bit, like we could work, like
could be good.
Yeah. Maybe, just maybe. I mean, so
yeah, I find when I write songs, it's always like after the fact, and it's after everything has already fallen away and it's gone already badly. So that's good to write those songs when you're like still positive.
Yeah, it's like a little diary journal. You get to see when you wrote those things, which actually I really do. I have my little songwriting notebook, and I always write down, okay, like September, I'm writing this, and going back and rereading those sometimes, I'm like, oh, did I really say this about that person back then? Wow. Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to Maybe and Then You from Ellen Mellon.
Into my life.
were never loved the way you deserved. They made you think you were always too much, or maybe not enough. I'm proud you're more you than before. Won't apologize for loving you more and more. You're by my side, left arm close to mine. Said again what was said that day, and with closed eyes I wonder if you also feel the rush every time we touch. You and your meticulous way of loving me, now I'm laying on your shoulder on the train back home, and you're giving me forehead kisses and tight hugs, wearing low cuts and baggy t-shirts, heart-shaped glasses in pink, doing edibles and taking fun drinks. You kiss my forehead before saying goodbye, touch my nose before every good night. I promise to love you the way you deserve, never see you. September nights, I don't know if you realize it's about you. Every song I wanna write.
Okay, that was Maybe and You. This is CGLO. You're listening to the Comfy Cabaret, 1690 AM. I'm Cameron Lorenzo. I have here Ellen Mellum, and we're going to talk about a little bit about songwriting process. So how did you go about writing these songs, these four that we listened to, and the whole album?
So I think songwriting is very personal. It's going to vary a lot from person to person. For me, my songwriting has three stages to it. So there's, of course, lyric, melody, and then how you actually want it to sound like, I'd say, like the imagery of it. So usually I just start, I have a folder at home that I just write random things that I like. Sometimes it's just a word that I really like, or a phrase, or someone said something really hurtful to me and I'll write that down. So I just have this literal list that doesn't really make sense of just bullet points of things. And eventually I'll take some time and I'll go through them, and usually while I'm reading them, something just kind of hits me. I'm like, okay, maybe I could say this with that, maybe I can connect this with this. And then I usually start by lyrics. That's usually how it goes for me.
Me too.
And then from there I get to see, okay, so if I'm gonna do about this topic, what kind of feeling do I want to bring out, and then what songs that I know bring out that in me. And that becomes the more like post-production kind of thing, or what instruments do I want, how do I actually want it to sound like, do I want any effects into it. And in terms of writing melody, I think if I just read the lyrics obsessively over and over, eventually it comes. Sometimes I am just taking a shower or napping, and also I just started like, oh okay, maybe la 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 la, and then I also usually just record myself, and I have a massive thing also on my phone and on my computer with these files. But for me, usually I go about it this way. I start with lyrics. I just have bizarre, honestly, folder of things, sayings, phrases, words, screenshots from conversations.
Yeah.
And then from there, I can tweak more. Okay, what do I want to mean with this? Then what sound do I want to make? Which key do I want it to be in? And then from there, we'll go into production.
Cool. And like for production for all these songs, how did that come about? Or was it like recorded? Or was it like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I have a dear friend, Caio Loureiro, back in Brazil with me. And when I knew I wanted to do this, I had a very weird timeline because I knew I was going to have maybe 2 days to record when I was in Brazil. We ended up recording everything in, I think, like 3 or 4 hours. And I sent him kind of months in advance, like, okay, this is kind of what I want. I don't have access to anything here. It was just an audio of me screaming in my living room. And I sent him, this is what I want. These are some references that I really like. Here's how I kind of want it to sound like. And then he sent me back some things recorded with some instruments. And we just kept this like back and forth, like, okay, I don't really like the sound of this. Oh, but I really love this effect. Can we also put this on that song? And from there, we had the final products that also were a little bit tweaked after, because sometimes you really like something and then you hear it with your voice and you're like, eh. But that was kind of it. I owe him completely all of that. He is a genius. He's amazing. And yeah, it was very interesting also doing that with a friend. He is also from this musical theater background. So it was very fun to do that with someone who I've known for years and that understood that. But it was a very, I'd say, natural process. It was very much me sending references that I really enjoyed. And yeah. I really like to draw from the artist that I'm listening to, because I'm a obsessive listener and I'm a very obsessive person. If I like a song, I'm going to listen to it 300 times. So what about that song do I really like? Is there the way the person sings one note? Is it the way they, I don't know, there's just drums in one part. So how can I use that feeling that evokes in me to also put it forward, right? So that's what I did a lot. Many times I just had something in a song that I was listening. I was like, okay, but I really like this. I really like that. And I would just, I think for each of the songs, I sent him 5 to 10 other songs with little things I liked. I think there was one that was like, okay, I really like the way she says this one word on this song, so I wanted to make it with that effect, and little things like that. And then it's like a Frankenstein kind of thing that you just puzzle it together, and eventually you have this like baby album.
Yeah, and it sounds really good. So
thank you.
We are going to be listening to a few songs that have inspired what you do. Do you want to chat about Come Around and We'll Never Have Sex?
Sure.
Yeah.
So those were very different parts of the process. We'll Never Have Sex was one that that song to me, that's, I'd say, if not my favorite song ever, one of my favorite songs ever. Leith Ross, who's the singer and songwriter of that song, is just amazing. And I love everything they do. And they just evoke this feeling of being calm. And I really wanted that. I really wanted the whole album to have that feeling of you can listen to it on a little cozy rain day, like drinking a little tea. So that's how I wanted people to feel. So I was constantly going back to that song and being like, okay, what's missing for me to feel the way that I feel when I listen to this? So that was a really big inspiration. And I also knew that I wanted to have one song, which became City Lights, to be acoustic or just on guitar, which is what City Lights became. And it was because of this song. So I owe a lot to this song. And Come Around, I love the artist, Peter McPoland. He's actually coming to Montreal very soon, and I'm going to be at his show, which I'm very excited.
Nice.
I was listening to him a lot during a specific period of my life that I was traveling with this person that I was writing the songs about. So every time, you know, when you like smell a perfume from someone you dated years ago, mm-hmm. and you're like, ooh,
yeah.
It was the same thing. Every time I heard his songs, I was like, oh, that reminds me of that. So he came a lot from just a very sensory kind of thing of remembering those moments, but also he uses, I really like how he, I feel like he's so unique in the way he uses his voice. And he does this kind of like spoken, really embodying his own voice. And I just loved how he made that. And I wanted to use a few of the fun things he does with his song. So a lot of the times he does these like repetitions, which I used a lot on Maybe. And just this very, this song specifically just made me so happy, and I wanted to feel that way too.
Yeah.
And I just really loved the way he, I think he just has so much personality, and I wanted to show mine too. So I just felt very inspired by that.
Okay, so let's listen to Come Around.
Hey, are you ready to go? I'm just waiting in your driveway, watching the breeze blow. Say what you already know. You've been missing me for a while, babe. I hear it in your voice, let's take it real slow. Blinds back when you hear that I'm driving round. So, are your parents in town? I don't mean to cause any trouble. Well, maybe a little, if that's allowed.
Baby, that's you. All I really know, all I really know. sit a while. Deep pollute me, turn an angel, and I'll feel the sickness less and less. Come and kiss me, pretty baby, like we'll never have sex.
Honestly, I'm kind of burnt out. I've been waiting so long. I guess I've just been watching your mouth try to form the words of a love song. And honey, will you sing it for me? Get it stuck inside my head, cutting letters out of a magazine. I'll write myself a ransom love note instead. Well, how many figures will it take for you to bring me back my heart? 'Cause right now it's kind of my fault. I've been wasting my time, but I would rather watch you from miles away than be a little closer and bored and blind. And when I'm looking at you, everything disappears and loving gets a little bit lonelier. But loneliness was never my biggest fear. Well,
Montreal's tiniest festival is back, and somehow even tinier than ever. The third edition of Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 6090 AM, is taking over Casa del Popolo, La Sotterenia, and La Sala Rosa on October 6th and 7th. This year's smaller-than-life lineup features Status Non-Status, TVOD, Mercy, Knife Play, No Waves, and so much more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out Worst Dad Ever on Facebook or Worst Dad Ever _ on Instagram.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. with me, Donald Roberge, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, not to mention Acadian and indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM, and this is the Comfy Cabaret. I'm Cameron Lorenzo, and I'm here with Ellen Mellum, and we just listened to Lost by Tabitha, and before that, Bored and Blind by Ella Jane. So these songs, how are they responsible for inspiring you?
So Lost by Tabitha, she's actually a really good friend of mine.
Nice.
We used to live together for a while when we were, I think I was 16 and she was 17, 18, something around that. So she's from the same city as my mom originally, and there was this really good opportunity where I used to live and she really wanted to go, but like rent was really expensive and all, and I just begged my mom, like, can she just stay with us? It's just gonna be like 2 months, it's gonna be fine. And my mom was like, sure, yeah, okay. And then I had another friend who heard about it, and I was like, ooh, could I do it too? And my mom, I still don't know why she accepted it, but so both of my friends came to live with me, and then while they were both there, I had a third friend who passed an audition also for the city. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, like, if it fits two, if it's three, right? And she's like, sure.
Totally.
So it was the four of us, which are all musical theater people living together. And it was very hectic, but I think one of the most fun times ever. And back then she was writing her EP, and she has a really long story on with music, and she's so talented. I recommend everyone to go listen to her, Tabitha. She's amazing. And I would hear her and my friends who were older and well-versed, much more than I ever was, in music talking and singing. And it was just such a good environment, and it kept continuously inspiring me. my other friend, Davi, who was also living with us, also launched a couple songs. So it was just, it was a very inspiring moment to be around those people. It was a really good group of people. And, but this song in specific, I just had to plug my friend, sorry. But this song in specific, I really liked the instrumental. It gave me that same vibe of calmness, and I just really like the chords repeating and this like na 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 na. I love that. So I did the same for City Lights. But what I really liked about this is that although it's so calming, there's also this kind of suspended feeling that she can leave us with the chords and the songs, and this is the intro to her EP. So I just really loved that hanging there feeling, and I thought a lot about that while reproducing and choosing how to write my melodies too. And then Bored and Blind, I'm such a huge fan of that singer and songwriter Ella Jane. She's also amazing. I say that about everyone, but that's true. And
there's a lot of amazing people.
There is. <Yeah. laughs> But she, with that song, what I loved the most is she makes so much fun with the sounds. There's a lot of like popping, or sometimes she whispers, and I wanted to have a little bit of fun with that. So if you listen to my songs with the headphones on, you're gonna get to hear some sounds that you wouldn't otherwise. And they are very hidden or little whispers. And we just really made it. We made a lot of that in my song Stranger and in my other song, maybe. But especially on Stranger, there's a lot of fun, like quirky little sounds. And I just drew a lot of that inspiration from Ella doing these. Like, it's just a song. We can play around with it, right? I'm a very big perfectionist. And the fact that she just like, let's move things. Let's do this like weird little sound. Like, it's so fun. And it makes such a good song. So I really wanted to play with that a little.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you forget that, like, it can just be fun. It doesn't need to be, like, absolutely perfect sometimes.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. And so do you have anything, like, coming up, or what are you working on at the moment?
So right now I'm working on continuing to be a good student. I don't have anything artistic planned. It's really hard. Just with this, it's enough. I was very dedicated on the EP during my first year and a half, my first year and a half of university. That was my main thing, and it was a really big goal, and achieving that was incredible. This year I did a show for the EP, and it was amazing, but it's a lot of energy. So I have a few things. I'm writing a couple songs always on the background, you know, things happen in life and you're just constantly that's my little diary. But I don't have anything intended necessarily to come out right away. So we have to wait a little bit more. But in the meantime, you can always stream Over Loving by me. I feel like I did a really good job of recording things and not enough of a job of promoting them. So I'm constantly in the search of being recommended and talking about it to everyone available. So thank you so much for inviting me. But I don't have necessarily anything right now, but you can... Those are really good 5 songs. You can keep them on repeat forever. I guarantee you.
Yeah, just play them all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to listen to Stranger and then maybe a couple more inspired songs, and then we will be off. But we will be back, or I will be back at least, with the Comfy Cabaret on Tuesdays at 6. You're listening to CGLO, and... thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting
me. And by
me.
We, I mean me, because I'm the only one here. Yeah, I hope we can do something in the future as well. So
I hope so too. It was very good.
Yeah, this was fun. Okay, so let's listen to Stranger.
I'm getting drunk inside your house. I wanted you to want to kiss me, touch me, smoke me in and out. too fine. I wanna close my eyes, go high, go try goodbye and walk outside. You never had the time, and I never had the guts to pull the trigger. Tell you truths I had stuck inside, but now I wanna tell you how.
Thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. Don't be inane, there's no one to blame. No reason why you should stay here and lie to me. Don't say anymore, just walk out the door. I'll get along fine, you'll see. But thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. If there was a word, but magic's absurd, I'd make